Let's finish off the melacha of... What? Huh? Okay, back to finish up the melacha of planting. Now again, what happens? Sunlight also makes things grow. So now the question, what happens if you have plants growing? Are you allowed to open up a curtain on Shabbos to let the sunlight in to enhance the growing of the plant? Is anybody parked in the alley? It's yours? Okay. Thank you. Okay, most people say like this. If your purpose is to brighten the room, it's not a problem. Because that's what you're doing, you're brightening the room. If your intent is that the plant should have sunlight, then you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Yeah, but again, it's because it really doesn't... it's not really actually making it grow. It's indirect. No, it's indirect. There's a whole lumdus over here why they permit it. It affects it to a certain extent.
Correct.
It affects it in a way that, yeah.
I don't see how this differs from the refrigerator light.
Okay, but it's whatever. It's a complicated heter. But the bottom line is if you're doing it to brighten the room, you're allowed to. Also, now the question is like this. Are you allowed to have a kiddush outside on a lawn? Make a kiddush. So you're allowed to do it, but you have to be careful that you don't spill any water or any liquids on the ground, because then you're going to make things grow. And we said all liquids basically make things grow, except, like we learned yesterday, urinating. That doesn't make the things grow, so then you would be allowed to do it. Okay, the next malacha after Zereya and Chedesh, or Chedesh and Zereya, the next one is what's called Kaitzer. Kaitzer means reaping or harvesting, cutting something off of the ground. And this is a very practical din, by the way, much more than plowing and then planting is in a practical way. Okay, anything which is connected to the ground and you're breaking it off from the ground is considered harvesting on Shabbos. For instance, you walk by a bush on Shabbos and you rip off a little leaf, that's called harvesting. It's connected to the ground and you're ripping it off. Or something, picking flowers, vegetables, fruit, pulling out weeds, pulling out grass. You know, all those things are part of the melacha of actually kaitzer. Anything which is connected to the ground and you separate it from the ground, that is the biblical melacha of kaitzer. You can't put them into water on Shabbos.
Water, why is water?
Because that makes it grow. If they're in there before Shabbos, you could do it. But on Shabbos, you can't put... Doesn't matter. That's another Zereya, because you're making the plants grow. The flowers grow when you put it into water. No, that's a different malacha. That's, one is Zereya planting. Anything that enhances the growth. And in this case, you're enhancing the flowers by putting into water. It's like watering a garden. Okay, now, whether you do it, normally if you cut with a heart, with a knife, a sickle, or you know, something that you normally cut with, that according to all opinions is biblical. Or if you do it with your hands. What happens if you do it with your mouth or a foot? So then some people say it's biblically forbidden, some people say it's rabbinically forbidden. So friends, the question is like this. Are you allowed to run through tall grass? Because when you run through tall grass, basically, inevitably, you're going to be cutting the grass. It's like playing soccer, we learned. If you play soccer on grass, inevitably, you're going to be ripping up grass. But some people say a very interesting thing. Some people say that you can't do it because it's psikresha, even though your intention is not to do it, but it's inevitable to happen. You're for sure going to rip off the grass. Some people say a very interesting concept. Most people say you're not allowed to. But some people say you don't look at the running. Every step that the person takes, is it for sure ripping out grass? No. The question is, do you look at the running of the whole thing or do you look at each individual step? In other words, in a technical form, when I take the step, am I for sure ripping out grass? No. If I take the next step, am I for sure going to be ripping out grass? Not necessarily. When I run through the whole thing, there's a very interesting din by Tuma. It's a remarkable din. What happens, there's two roads, two paths, okay? One has a grave in it, and one doesn't have a grave. Okay, one has a grave, one doesn't have. We don't know which one's which. Okay? And two people are walking. One walks on road A, and one road walks on road B. Now, we don't know. One of them, for sure, walked over a grave, because there's a grave in one of the two. Okay? So now, Reuven walks over path A, and Shimon walks on path B. So now, what's the din? Are they both Tomei? Are they both not Tomei? So there's a very interesting halach in the Gemara. If they come together to Beis Din and ask a shaila, we both walked over path A and B. What is the din? Beis Din will say you're both impure. Because it's a doubt, but it's a doubt, a biblical doubt. So you're both impure. If they come separately to Beis Din says on both of them you're tahar. Because when both come, there's a definite tuma. There's a definite impurity. You don't know which one, so therefore they're both tummy. But when each guy comes separately, and they ask Shiloh separately, there are two paths. One of them has a grave, one of them doesn't. I walked over one of the paths. What's the din? Beis Din will say to him, you're pure. 10 minutes later, 1 second, 10 minutes later, the other guy will come and ask the Shiloh. So then again, Beis Din is going to say you're pure.
They're not going to ask him which path did you go, the one with the grave.
They don't know where the grave is.
But you said one of them had grave, one of them doesn't.
Yeah, but we don't know which one has. Nobody knows which one has the grave. I'll give you another example. One of your dishes became not kosher. Got mixed up milk and meat. One of the dishes are not kosher. Or cutlery. Yeah? So now, let's say you have 10 plates, okay? And they got, one became not kosher. And now they got all mixed up. It happens a lot of times. You know, somebody had a fork that wasn't kosher, and they had the kosher, and the housekeeper put it back amongst all the other forks, okay? So now the question is like this. The majority of plates are kosher, correct? One of them is not kosher. Now, am I allowed to use all 10 plates, or am I only allowed to use 9 out of the 10?
9 out of the 10. We know which one is not.
We don't know. If you know, then you don't. Then you know. If you know which one is straight, you take it out and finish. Identical forks, identical spoons, identical plates. Okay? So you have 10 forks in the drawer. One of them became treif. By mistake, it was put back, mixed up in middle of the other forks. So what's the din? So there's two opinions in Yardadeya, in Shulchan Aruch. And the halacha, believe it or not, is like the opinion that you can use all 10 of them. Why? One of them is for sure treif. But the answer is very simple. You take out one plate. Now, the majority of plates are kosher. So halacha is you follow the majority. So this plate that I'm taking out is kosher. Next plate I'm taking out is kosher. Next plate, the 10th plate I'm taking out is also kosher because each plate separately is going by the majority. And the majority is kosher. Is that? So you have, how do we get into that? Oh, so running through tall grass, the question is, some opinions say, you look at each step individually. Is this step going to be ripping out grass? Not necessarily. When I run through a whole bunch of times, then for sure it's going to rip out grass. So
why they don't apply with a woman that has high heels on grass?
The what?
A woman that walks in high heel on a soil that makes it.
But we learned that already by plowing, that when you walk with a heel or a shoe, it doesn't make a hole, it makes an imprint. That's not plowing. Plowing is when you make a hole.
High heels would have to make a hole, though. Right?
No, they write it doesn't. It makes an, it just pushes it down. Like if you have a wheelchair or a bike, let's say in the backyard, right? Not a bike, a tricycle, whatever. And you make, they say it pushes down the earth. It doesn't plow it. It pushes it down, and that's not plowing.
But I thought it's forbidden for women to walk on a heel on a
sword. No.
No?
High heels?
She can walk.
I mean, physically or halachically? No, really, what are you asking?
Halachically.
A woman's allowed to walk with high heels on Shabbos?
No.
On grass, she's allowed to. No, she's allowed to.
Allowed.
The grass.
Yeah. What?
In the plate scenario, do you at least have to wait 24 hours?
No. Then for sure, that's the Safed Rabban, then for sure. Even though it's Safed Raisa, but you go Basarai. Okay.